quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, smooth-talking son of a gun, or such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course you can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. A probation hearing later today for former President Trump after his New York conviction on 34 counts of falsifying business records to pay off porn actress Stormy Daniels. That's according to sources speaking to ABC News.
We are also told that the former president will sit for it virtually from his Mar-a-Lago estate alongside his lead attorney, Todd Blanche. All of this required by the court before the former president is sentenced on July 11th.
ABC's Rachel Scott. On Sunday, Trump was in Las Vegas for his first major rally since the case. Meantime, President Biden returns to Washington after wrapping up his trip to France, marking 80 years since D-Day in Normandy. A hostage rescue mission in Gaza over the weekend. Four were rescued, but Hamas claims at least 274 Palestinians were killed, including dozens of children. Israel insists there were fewer than 100 civilians killed and blames Hamas for using civilians as shields. Israeli War Minister Benny Gantz resigning, claiming there's no plan for when the war will end. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skinned knees, your dad is one of a kind. Here's a Father's Day gift guaranteed to take him to his happy place, Omaha Steaks. Order mouth-watering gift packages starting at just $89 at omahasteaks.com with promo code QUALITY at checkout. Show your dad the love he deserves with an unconditional money-back guaranteed gift as unforgettable as he is. Visit omahasteaks.com, code QUALITY at checkout.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk up 7 to 1998, August up 8 to 2034, September up 20 to 2030, October up 1 to 1997. Cheese markets were steady. Barrels at 195.5, 40-pound blocks at 184.5. No sales on the day. Cash butter up 4.25 to 309.25. One trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 119.5. No trades on the day. Dry whey up 1.75 to 47. Two trades on the day. Live cattle markets were mixed. Feeder cattle mostly higher. Now, there was some pressure after additional reports of H5N1 flu in dairy cattle in Iowa and Minnesota, providing some pressure. But the cash markets were higher, and that helped to support most of the contracts. Hog markets, meanwhile, were higher in the nearby months after strength in the pork cutout values, and that led to some short covering in the market. June live cattle up 35 cents to 182.17. August feeder cattle up 207 to 254.92. June hogs up 37 cents to 92.52. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower. Soybeans led the entire grain complex lower on the concerns that there might be a switch from corn to soybean acres this planting season due to the spring planting weather issues. Now, wheat markets sharply lower due to Turkey announcing that they would ban wheat imports for at least 4 months. Corn markets also moving up mostly lower on some positive crop condition reports. New crop corn down 2.25 on the day to 467.25. July beans down 20.75 to 1179.25. New crop down 9.25 to 1157.75. Chicago wheat July down 12 to 627.5. Minneapolis wheat July down 13 to 693.75. That's national market. Its local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 397, July 4 even, new crop 412. Cash beans 1109, July 1109, new crop 1078. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 423, July 423, August 411.75, October 417.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 419, August 422, new crop 417. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash in July corn 398, new crop 412. Cash beans 1107, July 1109, new crop 1082. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 409, new crop 417. Cash beans 1094, new crop 1073. At Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 395, new crop 412, cash beans 1111, new crop 1082. Corn bids from Red Wing Grains, cash corn 429, July 430, August 418, new crop 422, cash beans 1154, July 1158, August 1138, new crop 1098. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 171 to 191, Holstein fed cattle 155 to 174, market cows 115 to 136, bulls 136 to 159, calves 250 to 990, beef steers 141 to 310, Holstein steers 145 to 292, sheep markets, market lambs and light lambs 255 and down, ewes 210 and down, rams 120 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 125 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the Morning Farm Report from WRDN.
Do you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns? The IRS won't quit until they get your money. Here's great news, fresh from those in the know. Major changes have happened at the IRS. If you owe more than $10,000, you may be eligible for a 99% reduction of what you owe. Haven't filed a return for a while? Their happy clients are talking.
The IRS was going to levy my bank account, but Guardian was able to prevent that and fix all my IRS issues. Thanks again, Guardian Tax.
Need relief from crushing tax debt? The IRS now now has special programs. Guardian Tax knows all about them. Personal or business, this is the fresh new brick you've been hoping for.
We aren't the company you call when you need a hug because you're scared of the IRS. Guardian Tax is the company that wins when you need it most.
Guardian Tax Service is really great to work with. They really helped me out. I'd recommend them highly.
Call now for a free confidential consultation. 800-499-5351. 800-499-5351. 800-499-5351.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, 74 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. To the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. It was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple hulls and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bowl, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. Back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
Was the summer before the real world started, and the deal was we would get to go if we cleaned it up and got it running. That is old Winnebago, and winging a prayer down a 65. Five best friends on four ball ties. I can still see Billy smiling when we finally made it to Talladega. Boys raised the whiskey in your glass. Now here's to turning up or slowing down in cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing and thinking as that ship could fly. stay in Talladega. Like a stone, time rolls on. You can't hit pause, that's when just a do. Most days in life don't stand out, but life's about those days that we all lack. Rockin' Rando, getting rowdy, shooting Roman candles at the man in the moon, till the Alabama sun was breaking. Over Talladega, boys raised it. Whiskey in your glass, I guess to turn it up, slowing down, and cars that go real fast. We were laughing and living, drinking and wishing, and thinking as that checkered flag was waving. Sure, life stayed. October, I think about us shoulder to shoulder. Like those cars, my thoughts roll over and over and over in my mind. Tonight I'm in Talladega, boys raised up, a whiskey in your glass. I guess to turn it up, slowing down, and cause it go real fast. We were laughing and checkered flag was waving, sure would like to stay Talladega.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I have sailed a boat or two out on the wild blue, yonder to dreams rarely come true. As far as I can see, from this island of green, I can put my trust in just one thing. Warm and love sails straight from the harbor. When the waves come crashing down, the thunder rolls around, I feel my feet on solid ground. Only love sails straight from the harbor.
stands alone, only love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN Winona, Only Love, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures upper 40s to low 50s across the region this morning. Looks like we're going to have a beautiful day today, and we're going to have some rain showers on and off for the weekend. We'll have details with our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, our broadcasting colleague Dennis Skye from Canada will be in. The concerns that we have here in the U.S. about foreign ownership of land, well, it's kind of the same in Canada. And Dennis will have more on that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Trouble ahead for soybean demand? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The USDA's first balance sheets for 24-25 supply and demand came out last month. Ben Brown, an agricultural economist with the University of Missouri Extension Service, talks about the soybean numbers.
In opposite of what I said on the corn side, I do actually think we have some demand concerns on the soybean front. USDA, when they put out their new crop balance sheet, I looked at some of the new crop demand numbers. I'm not saying that they're not achievable. There's a probability that we hit those demand numbers, but they seem a little bit more optimistic than I would be in terms of achievable demand levels. If I'm right in that, and we have a little bit smaller demand use in the soybean complex, that builds ending stocks and puts further downward pressure on soybean prices.
He says soybean prices have been back and forth in recent months.
From producer standpoint, you know, we've seen the soybean market move 20 cents up and then 20 cents down the next day. And we're seeing some of that from concerns over expectations of trade. The U.S. added tariffs on Chinese goods coming into the United States. We've yet to see how China responds to that. If they will respond, the anticipation is they will. But they also haven't bought any new crop soybeans from the United States. Our new crop bookings of soybeans are the lowest since 2005.
Soybean crush seems to have slowed in recent weeks.
soybean crush for all the optimism that has existed in the domestic soybean crop sector the last couple of years. We seem to be taking a little bit of a breather here. The expectations of that are a little bit unclear and murky at the current point. But again, I sit here and say the soybean picture to me seems to have the most risk of, you know, not hitting those demand expectations, and we see a little bit of downward pressure added to the soybean markets.
Meanwhile, in South America, they've finally had some of their soybean export issues resolved from the flooding and also some of the strikes that limited South American exports of beans. And now more beans from South America are starting to come into the market, and that will continue to adversely affect U.S. soybean exports, at least for the coming months. But the trade will also continue to watch the weather worldwide. With stocks being at some lows, it's going to need a good growing season here in the U.S., or if any other weather issues happen in the U.S. that affect our growing season, that could help raise prices of beans for farmers. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth. And if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS has raised the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes in recent years. This hits hard if you're behind on your taxes. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. If you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, 74 today. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She married when she was 20. She thought she was ready. Now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living. Now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more. Is there life out there? So much she hasn't done. Is there life beyond her family and her home? She's done what she should. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want. Just wondering, is there a life out there? She's always lived for tomorrow. She's never learned how to live for today. Oh, she's dying to try something foolish, do something crazy, or just scared away. Should she do what she does? She doesn't want to leave. She's just wondering, is there a life out there? There's a place in the sun that she's never been, where life is fair and time is a friend. Would she do it the same as she did back? She looks out her window, she wonders again, is there life out there? So
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Reba McEntire and Is There Life Out There here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s across the region this morning. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. USDA's marketing service is asking farmers to weigh in on a new program aimed at the voluntary carbon market in the U.S. The agency published a request for information seeking input on what the agency should consider in developing rules for the new greenhouse gas technical assistance provider and third-party verifier program. So farmers, well, you're going to be able to tell USDA what you would like to see in that program. And there's about four or five questions. Make that six or seven questions as well. The agencies will be accepting comments on all of the different questions through June 28th. You can just visit the USDA website or even chat with your Farm Service Agency office for more information on that. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I, like many of you, like to start my day with a cup of coffee. And over the past 18 months, the price of that cup has jumped by more than 25%. A fresh report from the CoBank Knowledge Exchange says there might not be any relief in sight. I'll have the details after this. Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultants across the country are keeping a watchful eye on the agronomy for your acres. After recent rains in western Kansas, consultant Dustin Fritzmeyer has farmers looking ahead to their post-emergence chemical plans.
As soon as the corn gets in the ground, we've got some guys that are wanting to hit a one-pass program, and so they're going to front-load their herbicide, their residual chemical, and they're going to get that into the field to prevent those weeds from coming up. Other guys that may be in a two-pass program that have got their initial pass once the corn's been planted, they're going to come back in 21 days after that initial application and make sure they get that residual application done again. And so what a great time to be thinking about a product we have called Radiate. It's a plant growth hormone that's really designed to build up a robust root system, getting those roots deeper into the ground. It's accessing more water, more nutrients, making those things available to that plant to really set it up for its best yield potential later in season.
To learn more about the full suite of Nutrien products, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. Since 2021, several commodities have hit record or near record highs, though most of them, corn, soybeans, and wheat, for example, have seen prices pull back in 2024. One exception has been the price of coffee, which since 2021 has surged more than 35%. A recent report from the CoBank Knowledge Exchange assessed the global fundamentals of the coffee market and found that production uncertainties in key growing regions could keep the price volatile for the remainder of this year. And it's been those production challenges that have sent prices soaring. The report dug into conditions across Brazil, the world's largest coffee producer, Vietnam, and Colombia. In Brazil, growers have seen damage to nearly one-fifth of their coffee trees over the past two growing seasons from waves of drought, frost, and flooding, while growers in Colombia have continued to struggle to regain export markets they lost during the COVID pandemic. Vietnam, second only to Brazil in terms of coffee production, has seen labor shortages impact both coffee harvesting and processing facilities, and that's on top of weather-related disruptions. Because of these challenges on coffee plantations, the global coffee supply has been largely flat since 2014, but demand has continued to push higher, a combination leading to sharply higher prices at the grocery store. On the demand side, China has emerged as a major buyer, with consumers in that country set for a 15% year-over-year increase in coffee demand. That surge in demand has driven a wave of coffee shop openings, and in 2023, China overtook the United States as the world leader in branded coffee shop locations. Now, despite the recent economic slowdown in China, demand for coffee has stayed strong. Industry analysts say that demand has been a major driver of higher prices. Ground coffee, the most popular way to buy the stuff, is now fetching an average price of $8.39 per pound. That's 20% more than prices just 1 year ago.
Those higher prices are starting to change consumer behavior, and I'll have more when we come back.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
That morning caffeine buzz has gotten more expensive for coffee drinkers, with prices of the stuff up 20 to 35% over the last 18 months. Those higher prices are expected to stick around for the remainder of this year, according to the CoBank Knowledge Exchange, and it's encouraging more Americans to skip the coffee shop and instead look to brew their own at home as a way to save money. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Horns are honking, I've about had it. I'm looking for an exit sign. Gotta get out of here, get it all off my mind. And like a memory from your grandpa's attic, a song comes slipping through the radio static, changing my mood. A little George Strait, 1982, and it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Down by, I've forgotten what a field looks like, full of corn and cotton. If I'm gonna hit a traffic jam, well, it better be a tractor man. I'm so sick and tired of this interstate system. I need a curve and wind, a twist in a dusty path to nowhere. With the wind blowing through my baby's hair, yeah, it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel, unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab my honey, tear down some two-lane country. Who knows, get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Maybe it's the
freedom. Maybe it's that shady spot where we park the truck when things get hot. Girl, we park the truck when things get hot. And it makes me wanna take a back road. Makes me wanna take the long way home. Put a little gravel in my travel. Unwind, unravel all night long. Makes me wanna grab you, honey. Tear down some two-lane country. Who knows? Get lost and get right with my soul. Makes me wanna take a back road. Some old back road. Get back with my soul. Now all I gotta do is take the some old back road to the shady spot where things get hot, girl. Way down, way down, way down, some old back road.
Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
TV and take long naps. Go from a hard working dad to being Mr. Mom. Well, papers mailed in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 15th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubblegum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long, and it's only Monday, Mr. Mom. Football, soccer, and ballet. Squeezing scouts and PTA. And there's that shopping list she left that's 7 pages long. How much smoke can one stove make? kids won't eat my charcoal cake. It's more than any man can take. Being Mr. Mom, well, pampers melt in a Maytag dryer. Crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 16th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubble gum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day. Before I fall in bed tonight, if the dog didn't eat the classifieds, I'm gonna look just one more time. 'Cause pampers melt in a Maytag dryer, crayons go up one drawer higher. Rewind Barney for the 18th time. Breakfast 6, naps at 9. There's bubble gum in the baby's hair. Sweet potatoes in my lazy chair. Been crazy all day long. Oh, been crazy all day long. And it's only Monday, Mr. Mom.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA will offer $7 million to support the development of wetland mitigation banks, which could benefit Wisconsin farmers. The banks will help offset unavoidable wetland impacts on a farm by creating or restoring wetlands in another location. NRCS is currently accepting proposals through grants.gov through August 2nd. Tribes, government entities, nonprofit organizations, and others can apply. USDA programs require farmers to comply with wetland conservation. That means they can't farm converted wetlands or convert wetlands for agriculture. If avoiding wetland impacts on their property is difficult, farmers can purchase credits from a mitigation bank to compensate for the loss. Wetland mitigation banks are established on private land with a conservation easement restricting activities that could harm the wetland. The landowner retains ownership of the property. AM radio is a lifeline for many individuals, particularly those living in rural areas with limited access to reliable internet or cell phone coverage. In 2023, several automakers announced they would remove or plan to remove broadcast AM radio receivers from vehicles due to interference generated by electric batteries. Now, AM radio does help rural residents keep apprised of news that may impact their business, healthcare, education, and family. It's also available when the power goes out and those cell towers go offline. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act is ensuring the service is accessible to all Americans. The American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Association of Broadcasters, and National Association of Farm Broadcasting are asking farmers to let lawmakers know how important AM radio is and ask them to support the act. The Farm Bureau website is participating in an action alert. You can send a message at fb.org/action alert. That's fb.org/action alert. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization's food price index stood at 120.4 points in May, up 0.9% from the revised April level. Increases in the price index for cereal and dairy products slightly more than offset decreases for those in sugar and vegetable oils. The meat index was unchanged. It's the third straight monthly rise in the index, but still remained down 3.4% from the same time last year and 25% below the peak of March of 2022. The cereal price index took the biggest jump in May, rising 7.3 points, or 6.3%. The dairy price index reached 126 points. That was up 2.3 points, or 1.8% from April. Now, the sugar index saw the biggest drop, coming in at 117.1 points. That was down 7.5%. U.S. Grain Council Chair Brett Boydston and past Chair Josh Miller went south of the border for meetings with major stakeholders in the U.S. and Mexico's corn trade market. The goal is to maintain positive communications and relationships with one of U.S. agriculture's most valuable customers. With the recent political obstacles and challenges to rail transport logistics affecting grain imports from Mexico, it's vital for the Council to work in tandem with USDA's Foreign Agriculture Service in Mexico to keep the shipments moving, Boydston said. U.S. producers and Mexican importers and end users alike need reassurance that trade will continue operating smoothly. The delegation also met with staff from a leading global food production company that offers products in 112 countries to discuss how U.S. producers can meet the company's demand. USGC is trying to keep U.S. ag as the premier option for Mexican importers. The nation's top agriculture retailers responded to a Crop Life survey on their 24 outlook. The survey asked retailers about their overall outlook for the 24 growing season based on market performance through spring field work and planting time. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being better than expected, the retailers seem pleased with the year so far. A little more than 8 out of 10 survey respondents rated the year so far between a 5 and 10. To break it down further, 53% of the nation's top agriculture retailers said the 24 growing season rates between a 5 or 7 on their 10-point scale. Another 33% indicated that so far the rates as an 8 to 10 in their region of the country compared to last year. That was a 6% improvement over 2023. Only 14% rated the season between a 1 and 4. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. This June, we send our thanks to all the hardworking dairy farm families across western Wisconsin. Without you, we wouldn't have the wonderful dairy products we all love. Not in dairy or agriculture? Check out a local breakfast on the farm every Saturday at a farm near you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny, 74 today, the wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 51. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered thunderstorms and a high of 78. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Well, I'm gonna raise a fuss, I'm gonna raise a holler about working all summer just to try and earn a dollar. Every time I call my baby to try to get a date, my boss says, no dice, son, you gotta work late. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick. Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
take 2 weeks, gonna have a vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called the congressman and he said, quote, I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. The dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Am.